To all of you, wherever you might be, here's to romance. With music of romance by Ray Block, his orchestra and chorus, songs of romance by our star Larry Douglas, a girl of romance, tonight's guest star, and words of romance by yours truly, Jim Amici, welcoming you again for Here's to Romance. Since, along with Mr. Ripley, we also offer romance and rhythm, Ray Block's orchestra and chorus have cooked up a super-duper opening for our show. Can't Help Singing. Dramatic singer Larry Douglas is appearing in person at Lowe's State Theater here in New York this week, but he's right here with us now to sing I Should Care.
Sleeping. Strangely enough, I sleep well, except for a dream or two. But then I count my sheep well. Funny how sheep can lull you to sleep. So I should I should let it upset me. I should care. But it just doesn't get me. Maybe I won't find someone as lovely as you. But I should care, and I do. And I do.
a particularly pleasing combination of romance and rhythm, I heartily recommend this next number by Ray Black Orchestra. I'll see you in my dreams. How would you describe the newest member of our cast, Marion Hutton?
Well, I'd call her a palpitating pigeon with a quiver-giver voice.
You Bobby Soxers certainly have some weird expressions. However, here's the girl we're talking about in person. Ladies and gentlemen, Marion Hutton. Marion, would you object to being called a palpitating pigeon with a quiver-giver voice?
Oh, no, Jim. I'd consider it a compliment. Who called me that?
The hep cat on my right, Jitterbug Douglas.
Why, Larry, how romantic of you.
Well, Marion, romance is my hobby.
Yes, and you should see his collection. By the way, what's your hobby, Marion?
Singing, if you call that a hobby.
Why not? I know you have a swell collection of songs. For instance, the Marion Hutton version of... Say, Larry, maybe you'd better announce Marion's first song.
Okay. Marion Hutton sings Pigfoot Pete.
Way out in Kansas City on Washington Street, they say that there's a guy they call Pigfoot Pete. He plays piano by ear. He plays all night for a big beating fear. Say he's murder on the 88. He's the guy who brought the boogie woogie up to date. He's got a cannon in his left hand and a rifle in his right. He shoots a double barrel game and he shoots bad beats to you at a frightening rate. He's just a solid quiz. I'll tell you who he is. He's Pigfoot Pete, the boogie woogie elite. His hands are just as big as Virginia ham. And when they start to play, they dislike batting rams. When he plays on that box, they join rock until you're beat to your socks. Wherever boogie is out of the plan, you find Pigfoot Pete, the boogie woogie man. Got a cannon in his left hand and a rifle in his right hand. He shoots a barrel game and he shoots a beat to you at a frightening rate. He's just a solid whiz. I I'll tell you who he is. He's big for teeth, the Boogie Woogie Ellie. His hands are just as big as Virginia hands. And when they start to play, they're just like batting rams. When he plays on that box, the joint rocks until you're beat to your socks. Well, it's part of the plan. You find Bigfoot, Keith, a boogie, boogie man. They call him Bigfoot.
Shimmering new arrangement of that longtime favorite, A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody.
Ripley. And Bob Ripley brings you his latest prize-winning Believe It or Not. So here he is, the one and only Bob Ripley.
Thank you. And hello, everybody. This week's prize-winning Believe It or Not is about Corporal Joseph Aiello, who lives in the Bronx, New York. While serving with an Air Force bomb group in the South Pacific, he went out on a mission. And some 5 hours out of the Dutch East Indies, his plane developed a bad leak in the gas line.
Pilot to crew.
Aye, sir.
Yeah, Judd, what goes?
Got trouble?
Attention, men. Got a leak in the gas line. 5 hours from base, and we'll have to abandon the plane.
Right, sir.
We'll hit the Sylvie. Where are we?
Pilot to navigator. Pilot to navigator.
Navigator to pilot. In.
Give us a fix, will you?
Map shows over Moratai Island.
Roger. Men were over Moratai Island. We took that island from the Japs just 3 days ago. So bail out and happy landings. We're flying now at 3,000 feet. I'll count you as you go out. And I'll stick with the ship until you're all clear. All hands, abandon aircraft.
Fine thing. The gas line conks out and we've got to jump.
Damn the gab. Here, put the chute on. If it don't work, you get your money back.
I'm jumping. Just happen to think, Jess.
Stop thinking and jump, soldier. If that leaking gas catches fire, you...
I'm going to hold him to it. If it doesn't work, I'll just bring it in and get my money back.
Well, here you go, pal. See you ground side. Here we come. Geronimo!
And here I go. So long, Jed. Geronimo! Now to pull this ripcord. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Come on, you, loosen up. For God's sake, loosen up. Come on. The parachute's got to loosen up. Oh, dear God, please.
Yes, Corporal Joe Aiello bailed out from his crippled bomber 3,000 feet over the island of Moratai. As he reached for his ripcord and tugged at it, he found to his horror that the chute didn't open. Falling at the breathless rate of 160 feet a second, he passed his crewmates, whose parachutes had blossomed out in the air, floating them to the ground in safety. On and on he went down, plunging to the ground below. Frantically, he sought to open the chute, and then... this sickening crash. Surely, no man could live through that. But one man did, and he is here beside me now. Ladies and gentlemen, let me present Corporal Joseph Aiello of the 5th Air Force. Congratulations, but will you finish the story for us?
I jumped out of the bomber on the abandoned ship command from the pilot.
Yeah.
I reached for my ripcord on the parachute. I pulled it, but the chute didn't open. I fought with it as I fell. I could see the ground rushing up at me. The trees, the hills, and the landscape seemed to come out of the picture and become real. Then I hit something and blacked out.
And what was the next thing you remembered?
I was on the ground, and I looked up and saw a circle of faces around me. It looked like I'd fallen in the middle of a football huddle. Then I could feel hands working on me. It was the medics, cutting my clothes off me and bandaging me up.
Well, Joe, you still haven't explained the miracle. How could a man fall 3,000 feet in a free fall and then live to tell it?
They told me I'd landed in a tropical tree and that broke my fall.
Oh, I see.
But I could tell that I was pretty badly banged up because I couldn't move my arms or legs and I was just one mess of pain.
Yes.
The medicos took me into a jeep and carted me off to a first aid station. I was lucky that I hit on an island where the army had taken over.
Then you were in a hospital in New Guinea and sent back to this country?
Yes, I was at England General Hospital in Atlantic City, where I was an ambulatory patient. I can walk around, as you can see. I'll get better as time goes on.
Yes. And say, Joe, I see you're carrying something with you. Is that a nylon scarf for your girlfriend?
No, that's my parachute, Mr. Ripley.
Your parachute? You mean the one that didn't open?
This is it.
You're keeping it as a souvenir?
Yes, sir. I'm keeping it as a souvenir. Also, I'm looking for that guy that gave it to me.
And what are your plans for him?
He told me if it didn't work to bring it back and I could get my money back.
And you're going to take him up on that, I bet.
It's army issue, so I don't know how I can get my money back. But at least I can prove that the chute didn't work. Let him talk me out of that.
Well, Corporal, I wish you luck. And it's with great pleasure that I hand you this check for $100, which we can assume is your money back on the parachute.
Thank you.
As the winner of this week's Believe It or Not. Your experience certainly rates top billing in all the Believe It or Nots about this war. Thank you, Corporal Joseph Aiello, for coming here tonight and telling us your story. believe it or not.
Next week, on this program, Bob Ripley will present another prize-winning, believe it or not, of this war that we think will make you send out your female letters faster than any other reason. Because this, believe it or not, is about mail call. Larry Douglas isn't kidding when he says romance is his hobby. So Larry now merges his romantic voice with a romantic song to give us If You Are But a Dream.
If you are but a dream, I hope I never waken. It's more than I could bear to find that I'm forsaken. If you're a fantasy, then I'm content to be in love with lovely you and pray my dream comes true. I long to kiss you, but I would not dare. I'm so afraid that you may vanish in the air. So, darling, if our romance would break up, I hope I never wake up.
Shiver me timbers, Marion Hutton's got her sea legs on tonight.
You bet I have, Jim, and that goes for Ray Block, orchestra, and chorus, too.
Well, blow me down. What's up?
That salty, seagoing song, Bell Bottom Trousers. When I was a little girl at the age of 3, I adored a sailor boy who lived next to me. Now he's on a battleship in his sailor suit. Just a great big sailor man, but he's just as cute. Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue. I love my sailor, and he loves me too. When my sailor boy comes home, ocean deep and blue. Soldier boys will do a little flirting, but to him I'm always true. So they'll stop and smile and tip their hats and naughtily wink their eyes. I'll just smile.
away. The girls are gazing at the sailors with the trousers like a bell. So it's not surprising that they'll sail the blue horizon, waiting for the one they love to come in view. Soon as they have found them, they will have their arms around them, for they know that all the girlies love them too.
Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue. I love my sailor, and he loves me too.
When my sailor boy comes home, oh glory, what a day. We have planned a wedding in the navy way. We'll have lots of kiddies, and life will just begin. 'Cause I know that daddy will want to dress them in.
Time to say goodbye for now. The entire cast of Here's to Romance, our guest of the evening, Ray Block, Larry Douglas, our producer-director, Frederick Bethel, all join me in thanks for listening. Drop us a line if you care to. That's Here's to Romance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. In any event, try to be with us again next week. This is Jim Amici speaking and saying good night. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.